Over the holidays, I discovered that one again, Linkin Park and Jay-Z. I love that so much. It sounds great. It is the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On People Are Dumb today, we're going to talk about a guy in Florida. Surprise, surprise. Speaking of, what's up with Florida? We have a dude who hid a gun in his bra. You heard that correctly. Who's naked now? A town in Oregon is getting by not paying taxes, by selling a calendar of nude citizens. Not sure I love that. 420 Catch of the Day is our brand new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. Plus more of this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No, why do you keep calling?
It's a neurological disorder. You can't help it.
That is the latest from Somber 12 to 12 is the name of that. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Naked Florida man accused of robbing meat market nude. People Are Dumb is coming up on K-Rock. Men in Florida tried to rob a meat market nude. People Are Dumb is coming up next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have more tickets for you to see Foo Fighters at the Forum. They're doing a show tomorrow, a week from tomorrow. And January 14th, we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets coming up at 3 o'clock. Right now, though, it is time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A naked Florida man accused of robbing a meat market only wearing a mask left behind a trail of clothing. This story has everything. It comes out of Lake City, Florida. Florida man who tried to only cover up his face is accused of walking into a Florida meat market in the nude and robbing it.
No way. No way. Get real.
On December 23rd, police officers were called to BJ's Meat Market. Not making that up. That is the real name of it. Employees told detectives that the suspect was completely nude except for his face covering.
No way!
Yes way, Eric Cartman. Police reviewed surveillance video and said Kobe Watkins, that's the guy's name, left a trail of clothing and other evidence along his route of travel. So he's kind of leaving out M&Ms for E.T. so that the police can follow it all the way to where he is.
That is no way to live.
Watkins was taken for medical evaluation before being booked into the Columbia County Detention Center. He's been charged with robbery with a weapon. He was nude. So the weapon, I mean, it had to be his d***, right? I mean, it had to be. He was naked. He wasn't carrying anything. The woman behind the register at the time had to pick him out of a lineup.
This is a giant cock.
See, because it's the only weapon he had.
Oh, 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 no. No way, man. Oh, holy freaking God.
The Foo Fighters, 1 week from tomorrow at the Forum. We've got your tickets coming up at 3 o'clock. About 6 minutes here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Danny.
Hi, Danny. How would you like to see the Foo Fighters a week from tomorrow?
I would love to, Kevin.
You are caller 20, Danny.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Hey.
Have you seen Foo Fighters before?
No.
Oh, you're going to be in for such a treat. They're great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking forward to it. I can't believe. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Time to talk about paying taxes, which is not usually a fun conversation.
Tonight, the story of a creative solution to the...
I understand the way that guy talks because I talk that way too. He meant to say creative solution.
Problem of higher taxes, a solution that you may or may not want to steal for your own town.
All right, my own town of Culver City.
So here's what happened. Last winter, Lakeview, Oregon couldn't afford to clear snow from all the roads, but rather than make everyone pay higher taxes, community leaders.
Rather than raise taxes, community leaders did what?
Found 12 local volunteers.
12 local volunteers to what? Clean the snow off the streets?
To pose for a nude calendar. It's called Outback Naked.
Go on, I think.
Yours for a $25 donation to the town. Now, don't worry, as you can see,
they're all beautiful people voted on by us, the citizens.
Thanks to some artfully placed power tools and flower pots and the like, the mostly middle-aged and elderly models.
I'm sorry. You said mostly middle-aged and elderly models. So there's no vote?
Are still safe for your television.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not putting myself in that vote either, just for the record.
But the plan is working, by the way. They have raised more than $13,000.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
That would have been taxes, but instead, donations to the town. And they are pitching the idea to other towns as well. The presentation is called...
What is the worst possible name that they could name this presentation to get you and your community to do it? Here it is.
Why Granny Got Naked.
Why Granny Got Naked is a thing. 1 hour from right now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature at, oddly enough, 420. What is up with Florida? We've got a good one coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. Been watching so much Stranger Things, that song is stuck in my head permanently 24-7. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. How about what's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the, it's Kevin Riders, what's up with Florida?
There is a sheriff in Polk County, Florida, named Grady Judd. And Grady likes to put on Instagram stories about criminals. And this is the sheriff telling us the story.
Now, occasionally, I bring you stuff that you just can't believe, that you'll never get over, that may even scar you for life.
Or you'll laugh at it like crazy and tell your grandkids about it.
You got to introduce you to this guy. He's not from Polk County, of course. This is Matthew Zaccarino. He's 39. He's from Altamont Springs.
All right. Keeping in mind this is Florida, what did Matthew do?
And he's on this construction site in a vehicle by himself. And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site,
so it must have been parked someplace that raised their attention or doing something.
We see this dude wearing a red lace bra.
All right. I'm not prepared to pass judgment yet. There's nothing wrong with a red bra.
With prosthetic silicone breastises. Know what I mean?
Why do people say that after stuff that clearly everybody knows what it means?
Well, then we notice he's wearing a G-string.
All right. I mean, he's thorough. Good.
Showing off the boys.
Oh, not as good.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Stop saying that.
And then our two deputies say to themselves, this is highly unusual. But you don't realize how dangerous these situations are.
So far, to me, it doesn't sound dangerous.
Because under a prosthesis, we found a gun.
Now ask me if I know what you mean. So the guy was wearing a red lace bra and breasts that are fake, and underneath it, he's got a gun? How does that even work?
So he was armed trespassing.
All right, so he's wearing lingerie, and he's got a gun under his fake breast behind the red lace bra. Then what?
He said he was on the way to the costume party.
Of course, the costume party. We don't need to be worried.
We go, okay, where's costume party?
Solid follow-up question.
Well, he couldn't answer that, and then he sold up on us and quit wanting to talk at all.
Because you're badgering him about the costume party.
Can you imagine that? He's mad at us for trying to find out why he's wearing lace bras with guns and G-strings.
I've seen the picture. It's not great.
Ooh, it was ugly. It was so ugly. Anyway, he went to jail. Have a good day.
A smiling Megan Holliday joins me every day at 4.
Woo! So, I've got a story about a man who bit off another man's finger at a wedding reception.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, Mike Tyson, level 2.
That's pretty
level
great.
Level 2. It's coming up on 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
The 420 catch of the day is on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3. Number 1. In a wild and shocking incident at a wedding in England, a 33-year-old man ended up biting off part of his best friend's uncle's finger.
What?
The man who had been drinking heavily all day got into a fight with his ex-girlfriend at the reception and was ejected from the venue. So he's angry and intoxicated, confronting people outside, including the groom, And when the groom's uncle tries to restrain him until police arrive, the man bit down so hard on the uncle's hand that he severed a fingertip and broke bone.
Oh my God.
Everybody was horrified. And then when the police arrived, he threatened to bite off an officer's nose. He was later convicted of grievous bodily harm and sentenced to 5 years in prison, with the judge describing his behavior as like a wild animal. The uncle had to have part of his finger amputated due to the attack. Now, that's what I call an entertaining wedding.
No kidding.
Absolutely insane. Number two, a Florida man filed a lawsuit against Outback Steakhouse, alleging that a toilet suddenly shattered and collapsed while he was on it, resulting in severe bodily injury. He alleges that he has significant and permanent loss of an important bodily function. Does that mean his butthole stopped working, or what is that?
I'm guessing it's not as... I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, the restaurant is accused of negligence for failing to properly secure the toilet to the floor. He also claimed this restaurant location created an unreasonably dangerous condition to members of the public. He is seeking $50,000 in damages. Number three.
If his butthole doesn't work anymore, he needs to ask for more money.
I think so, too. I thought $50,000 was nothing.
What?
I know. Number three, when you picture a major heist, you probably imagine diamonds or designer bags, right? You don't ever really think about frozen lobster. Well, one shipment of lobster worth $400,000 was stolen in Massachusetts before it could ever make it to Costco stores in Illinois and Minnesota. There was no ski mask, no crowbar, and no dramatic truck hijacking. Just a keyboard, some fake paperwork, and impeccable confidence. So the thieves slipped into the modern shipping ecosystem the way that hackers would slip into an inbox. They impersonated a legitimate trucking company.
Interesting.
And they were armed with credentials, polished emails, and convinced a Massachusetts cold storage warehouse that they were exactly who they claimed to be. The warehouse staff, seeing nothing out of place, they handed over a truckload of premium lobster meat worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and their truck just rolled away on schedule. It's a big deal. And this happened also like a month ago. And
well,
the FBI are out there and they are looking for these guys. So if you need some frozen lobster, there is a black market out there. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I don't know if you are into Stranger Things as much as I am, but the finale just happened, as you know. And there might be something else. Not sure. Look it up. I'm going to play Delete Ya from Joe, who is, of course, Joe Keery, who my wife in the finale yelled, "No, Steve!" right in my ears and almost killed me. It is Delete Ya. It's by Joe, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Joe. It is Delete Ya, and that is Joe Keery from Stranger Things. And stay tuned. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday back from...
A nice
our holiday break.
Yeah, wonderful.
How
long
was
holiday
your Christmas?
Break. You know, it was pretty good. It was
excellent.
Very chill. And, you know, I moved.
Yep.
As you know, I got that done.
I'm so sorry I was busy that day,
yeah.
Whenever it was.
You were busy every single day that I needed your help. So thanks a lot.
That is true.
Yeah.
I got the best Christmas gift. And by that, I mean the worst Christmas gift. But go with me here.
Okay.
I love weirdness.
Yes.
Like, if everything goes according to plan, it's all sort of boring. So
yep.
Something needs to stand out, go wrong, or go right. Like, to me, like, I got a book from someone in my family.
Okay.
About nuclear war for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
It's called Nuclear War, a Scenario. And there's that moment where everyone stops. This is the moment I live for. Everyone in the room stops, looks. I show them the title of the book. And every single person is hyper-focused now, like, on what's going to happen? Are you going to laugh? Are you going to ask about it? Why would someone give this to you for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. They're all thinking, why? Is this going to be okay?
And I couldn't have been happier because of that. And because of that, I started reading the book. And it's a disaster. I mean, it really is. Nuclear war happens in this book. And here's how far the blast zone would be. And it's like,
oh, God.
It's so
whenever
crazy.
I think of you, I think of nuclear war.
Right?
You know? Yeah.
It was the strangest Christmas gift I've ever gotten. And I loved it because it just stood out as the weirdest moment of my holiday.
Absolutely.
Which I love.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask you, we asked you before about bad gifts for Christmas. Doesn't have to be for Christmas, but bad gifts that you have received or given.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to see Mike Kemp at the Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
800-520-1067, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Well, this one time, I had gotten like a calendar of like, I've gotten a calendar of like wolf furry art.
Of what kind of art?
Wolf furry art?
Like anthropomorphic animal, like furry art.
Oh, furry!
Ooh, that's different.
Yeah.
Who gave you this?
My grandmother. I have I've not even mentioned this once. It was out of pure innocence and just, you know, good intentions. I think she knew what it was. But yeah.
I would have adored that for my grandmother. That's fantastic.
That goes up on the wall 100%.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Taking your calls about the worst gift you've given or received.
800-520-1067.
I got a book for nuclear war for Christmas.
Perfect gift.
So we're talking about the worst gifts you've received or given.
And then for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Mike Kemp at the Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
I got a book on nuclear war for Christmas.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't that great? So we're taking phone calls and texts about the worst gift you've ever received or given at 800-520-1067. You have a gift like that?
A dead bird in a bird cage with a little mini gun glued to its little claw after it blew its brains out. It was beautiful.
What the hell?
I'm only laughing because I hate birds.
For me.
Wait, someone made it for you?
Yes. He makes weird shit. So, yes, he gave me a dead bird. It was a parakeet that had looked like it committed suicide. It had a tiny little gun in its little claw, and it was in a pool of blood in the bottom of a bird cage.
Was he right? Did you laugh?
I did laugh. It was pretty funny. I was also horrified and wondering what the hell happened to my brother.
Oh, my God. And just to clarify, was this a real bird?
It was a real bird.
Oh,
yes,
my
a real
God. Wow.
I even have the photo evidence of such.
I'm concerned about your brother.
Yeah, he's done a lot of weird things, but that was a good one.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, it was this year, actually, I was given a shoehorn.
This year you were given a shoehorn?
Yeah, like a device to help you put on a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I was so confused because it was given sincerely. And I was like, what? I've never had problems putting on shoes before. I never needed them.
This is a serious question. I thought only guys used, like older men used shoehorns.
For sure.
I've never seen anyone use a shoehorn.
Yeah, well, true.
Wait, who gave this to you?
This was my boyfriend's family. Oh. Someone in my boyfriend's family.
Your boyfriend's family hates you.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Oh, my God.
I didn't know how to react. I was just like, thank you.
Fantastic. K-Rock, hello. The worst gift you've ever given or received.
I got a butt plug.
No, we're not taking calls on the best gifts. Taking calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about the worst gifts you've given or received.
So the 818 says, the weirdest, creepiest, worst gift I have ever gotten was given to me by my grandfather when I was 22 for Christmas. He gave me an opened package of ugly, cheap, big grandma underwear.
What?
The package was missing one. It should have had four. And you know that one pair went to good old grandma. You know it did. Oh, my God. So creepy.
That's so bad. What do you got?
714 says, my grandma gave me a bowl, just a plain white cereal bowl. That's a terrible gift.
Your calls and texts are the worst gifts you've ever received or given at K-Rock. Taking calls today on the worst gift you've ever received because I consider it the best gift of the holiday.
Yeah, because it stood out.
I did get a book on nuclear war for Christmas. So that happened.
It suits you.
So it does, sort of. So we're going to take your phone calls and texts on the worst gift you've ever received. You have a story like that?
I've got
a Playboy magazine, and my family knows I'm gay. But when I opened this Playboy magazine, it was all in Braille.
Braille?
Is this Braille, a joke?
Like for blind people. Like, as if I'm going to read it with my hands and be like, oh, she has big boobies and a big butt.
I didn't know that blind people, you know, went after Playboy.
Right, right. I assumed they just didn't consume porn at all.
Right.
Or they listened.
I guess they like the articles.
Sure. Yeah. K-Rock, the worst gift you've ever given or received.
Okay. I received a digital scale for Christmas.
A scale?
From my in-laws. A scale. And I have a history of, like, eating disorders and body dysmorphia, and they're much heavier than I am, and I got a scale.
Oh, my God. And you said it was from your in-laws.
My in-laws. Because I'm always like, it's a thought that counts, but I don't think they were really thinking it through.
Yeah, no. Sometimes it's not the thought that counts.
Absolutely not.
K-Rock, hello.
I got a burial plot from my mom.
Oh, my God.
A burial plot.
Yeah, it was the one that my dad and she had been paying off and paid off finally. But when my dad passed away years ago, she didn't want to bury him. So she decided to cremate him. She keeps him in an urn. Without telling me, they just transferred everything to me.
So you have more than one burial plot?
It's two burial plots. So basically they were meant for my parents. I'm the youngest in my family. I don't know why they thought that was a good gift.
Oh, my God. So she's just pawning these burial plots off to you.
Those are expensive. Can you sell them?
I can, but I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Sell them. You sell them right away.
I had bills. Cash is a good gift.
Yeah. Well,
eBay,
there you go.
Here I come.
Oh, my God. That is the weirdest. I don't even know what to say about that.
That is pretty weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think you win.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you're our winner.
I think so.
You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
Whoa, that's awesome. Maybe I'm the only one that could take to the burial plot with me. I don't know.
1 week from tomorrow night, Foo Fighters take on the Forum.
Woo! And I've got your tickets coming up at 6 o'clock.
Have you heard this remix of Young Blood with Smashing Pumpkins?
I have heard it. I watched the video, and I freaking love it.
Same. It's Zombie on K-Rock.